Six Nations Polytechnic had a special event last Friday to celebrate the institution recently attaining organizational approval or accreditation through the Indigenous Advanced Education and Skills Council, which allows Six Nations Polytechnic to be able to grant certificates, diplomas, and degrees with the same educational weight and quality as publicly funded colleges and universities. So here to talk to me about the recent accreditation for Six Nations Polytechnic is President and CEO of SNP, Rebecca Jameson. Good afternoon and welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So I just wanted to start by asking how important of a step it is for SNP to be able to offer programs that hold the same weight as other colleges and universities, and what that means for Indigenous education in the province.
Well, first of all, it's important for an Indigenous institute to be able to offer the full range of credentials that you can get anywhere in Ontario, because our credentials and our programs come from a different, a more Indigenous perspective, and it's inclusive of our knowledge in there. So before we were limited, we only could do programs in partnerships with other colleges and universities, but now we can do what we call standalone or signature programs of our own.
And you guys take care of all of that?
All of that, yes.
With serving the Six Nations of the Grand River community for almost 30 years now, can you just talk to me about how important it is for the school to be able to support our community members and be able to give them access to these types of programs?
Oh, it's critical for our community. Our community is growing so quickly. And, you know, we've seen so much change happen with the recent pandemic in terms of the use of technology. But still, we need those human care services that are so necessary, like personal support workers and nurses and so on and so forth. So for us to be able to offer all of the range of programs in this community means people can stay in community, still be supported by their families, still support their families, you know, learn and be able to work in their community. That's the whole plan and the most significant thing, I think, that institutions like SNP can offer to our communities is that continuous community growth.
And you talked about the programs that don't ever stop being needed, right? But you guys also offer programs like the Bachelor of Arts in Ongwe-Hoi Languages, and that's set to begin this fall. Can you tell me about that program and its tie back to the community and what kind of learning opportunities students will have there?
Yeah, we're really proud of the undergraduate degree in our languages. Actually, we've been doing language programming for many, many years. And we started out actually doing a diploma in partnership. We had to get the accreditation through McMaster. So that was the language diploma. And now we took the step to get our own credentials so we can issue our own degree. And because language is so important in the community, we have a lot of things happening in the community for language development, but have that formal process of, you know, having a university degree, if you will, leads into other language opportunities for people, such as teaching. For now, to be a teacher in Ontario, to have a teaching certificate, you have to have an undergraduate degree now. So people can get their language degree here in the community. We're only doing it in two languages so far, but we work with community organizations that are working on other languages as well. So we'd like to see all six languages viable eventually. And the new thing that we're doing this fall is we now have an honors degree. So those people who are looking at becoming language scholars, going on to do a master's degree, which is also in our plans, you know, there will be a whole pathway for language learning and language scholars so that the language will continue to thrive going forward.
And the honors degree, that's an extra year to the Ongwe-Hoi language, right?
That's correct.
And the Bachelor of Arts in Ongwe-Hoi Languages, that's not the only program that's offered. You guys are also helping to fill critical needs in trades training in the area. Can you tell me about some of those trades programs offered as well?
Well, right now on our Brantford campus, that's where all of our trades programming is. We offer welding, we offer machining, we offer construction, we also offer culinary skills. So we do those from pre-apprenticeship levels, and now we're going into apprenticeships come next year. So we're actually what's called training delivery agency, so we're approved to do actual apprenticeship courses with people who want to join apprenticeships. So that's an exciting new development for us as well.
And are all these programs offered to non-Indigenous students as well?
Oh, yes. We accept all people willing to come and learn in our learning environment. You know, we work very hard to have a culturally supportive environment, a respectful environment. And we like to think that by doing that, we're helping to build positive relationships across cultures. That's part of our reason for being the institution that we are.
And you touched on how you were only able to collaborate with other post-secondary institutions in Ontario. Are you going to be continuing to branch out with them?
There are some program areas where we definitely will continue. You know, in terms of institutions, post-secondary institutions, SNP is small. You know, like some universities have like tens of thousands of students. So they can have professional schools like medicine, professional schools like law schools. So we don't see that we'll be able to do those on our own. Those are areas that we will continue to partner and build pathways for our students. But we see in the next 15 to 20 years, we will develop more specific pathways for students. For example, we're looking at considering legal studies beginning here, you know, pre-law programs for those students who are considering that sort of thing. And then we can work with universities that have law schools.
And just with the recent accreditation, will there be any plans on bringing more programs to be offered to students in the near future and giving them more learning opportunities to this area?
Oh, definitely. We have a list of about 20 different types of programs that we're looking to put through for accreditation so we can offer our own degrees and our own diplomas and our own certificates. So we have lots on the go here.
Okay, that's awesome. And with that, Rebecca, I just want to say thank you for taking some time to talk to me about Six Nations Polytechnic gaining its accreditation. And congratulations on the occasion. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's next.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the interest and the time.